fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 6th day of July, year of our 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, take inventory of your library. Fill in the empty spots. Books tend to walk away. In case you don't know, they tend to do that. Especially books to do with animal husbandry, gardening, anything to do with medicine and staying healthy. And, of course, there's dozens of other topics that would be good for a prepper's library, wouldn't there? Dozens of books, including a good copy of the modern version of the King James Bible. That would be a very foundational part of any library. Okay, we're going to have open lines this first half hour. Bob the Hour will be joined by Leon Green. The top of hour two, we will have our roundtable. Today I expect Leon, Jeff Nyquist, Steve Bannoon is questionable at the moment. I know he always wants to be with us, but his life has gotten so busy that he can't always do that. I continue to hear more disturbing and alarming news about these COVID shots, what some people call vaccinations. Sometimes for sake of clarity, I do call them vaccinations, although they're not vaccinations. My friend Elizabeth, she sent me some information. I wasn't able to locate it this morning. I attempted to. Elizabeth, I'm sorry, about nanobots being in the COVID shots. As if we didn't know enough bad stuff about these things already. I keep referring to the work of Dr. Michael Yaden. Impeccable credentials. You don't get to be a vice president at Pfizer unless you know some stuff. You don't get to be their director of medical research at Pfizer unless you're really talented. That's Dr. Mike Yaden. He says it's a depopulation tool. How does that work? Well, what we're learning is that four out of five women who are pregnant that get the COVID shot, pregnant women that get the COVID shot, lose their babies. 80% lose their babies. What we're learning is that 35% of women of childbearing age and 95% of men become infertile when they get the COVID shot. You think that might be a great depopulation tool? Just kind of, sort of, maybe? Of course. Of course it is. Now, that's in addition to the healthy male athletes, healthy teenage male athletes having heart inflammation, some dying. Now, the heart of a teenage athlete is about as strong as a human heart can be. It really is. I was a teenage athlete. I'm still an athlete. But I'll tell you, as a teenager, I had capabilities that were phenomenal. My capabilities as a 73-year-old is still quite phenomenal for a 73-year-old. But as a teenager, it was very extraordinary. For young teenage athletes to have heart issues is, well, that's what's going on. And, of course, my regular listeners, you know all the different things, the symptoms that people are having. The blood clots continue to be an issue. There's a broadcast journalist. Let's see if I can find his name here real quick. Well, let's see. Stu Peters. That's right, Stu Peters. I believe yesterday he interviewed, and I need to confirm this, but I believe yesterday he interviewed somebody who has a lot of knowledge about the pilots and the issues pilots are having with blood clots. Not just any pilots, but commercial airline pilots. You know, there's tens of thousands of private pilots who don't spend a lot of time in the seat of an airplane. But commercial pilots do. They spend hundreds and hundreds of hours seated in an aircraft at altitude. It's well known, it's no secret, that commercial airline pilots have issues with blood clots. That's been known for many decades. It's not a secret at all. It's also no secret that commercial airline pilots have a complete physical, typically every 6 to 9 months. A very comprehensive physical every 6 to 9 months. That's no secret. These are healthy men and women, very healthy men and women. And blood clots are an issue for them because they sit too much. And I think being at altitude makes it worse. That's my belief. So you got a population, men and women, commercial airline pilots, already at risk of blood clots, being injected with something that is known to help create blood clots. What could possibly go wrong with that? I believe that the four British Airways pilots who died, it's been about 3 weeks ago, all four of them died in 1 week. I have a high suspicion that, very strong suspicion, that was related to the COVID shots. Haven't confirmed that. Now, the woman that Stu Peters interviewed yesterday, and I need to look it up. Maybe somebody can find it for me. But apparently she has really researched this and has found some very disturbing information about what's going on. We do know the public record reflects about a 400 to 500% increase in cancellation of commercial airline flights. That's unprecedented also, to the best of my knowledge. Now, when you book a flight on a commercial airliner, the airline knows that there will be a plane available, there will be a crew available, or they wouldn't have that flight available to be booked, would they? Of course not. They wouldn't do that. Now, things do come up, unexpected maintenance issues, unexpected crew issues, but not a 500% increase. No, that's, these planes are very dependable. They have a routine maintenance schedule where every so many hours this happens, hours of operation, I should say, every so many hours this happens and that happens. Very regular, routine, highly meticulous maintenance on these aircraft. So that leaves the crew. Now, these men and women, they fly for a living. The pilots, the flight attendants, that's what they do. That's how they make their, that's how they make their living. They fly. And things come up just like with anybody. Unexpected death in the family, unexpected illness, things like that. But not a 500% increase. No, not a 500% increase. So we're just at the beginning of this. It's going to take a while. I want to thank Stu Peters for finding the journalist who's looked into this more deeply. It's going to take a while for it to shake out and determine what's taking place here. I have a pretty good idea what's taking place. These COVID shots are hurting people. That's what's taking place. Of course, that's by design. mRNA, gene therapy, it's not a vaccination. If you're new to all this, if you're a new listener, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, I'm going to click on that right now. You scroll down the right side there, a bit down, it's we have what they call panels. We have COVID-19 updates, panel one, and it goes to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine panels. Each one has, oh, somewhere between 8 and 10 articles and videos. Some don't have that many. But there's dozens of articles and videos there by scientists and doctors. And I keep repeating myself because this is talk radio. We always have new listeners. The articles and videos featuring Mike Yadin are the first four that come up. They're highlighted in yellow highlighter for a reason, to get your attention so that they'll be looked at and read. There's two written articles and two videos, I believe. Now, it's one thing for a talk show host to prognosticate like I do. One thing for a medical doctor. There's some excellent medical doctors out there like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, for example. She's board certified, I think, in three different areas of expertise. Highly qualified medical doctor, on one hand. On the other, the credentials of Dr. Mike Yadin are way above pretty much anybody on the planet when it comes to talking about viruses and talking about vaccines. So here we go. We got a call on hold. We got George in Arkansas. Good morning, George.
Good morning, John. Thank you for putting out so much good information on this whole pandemic and the repercussions of it. I wanted to throw this out for you. You know, there's been a lot of talk of how bad it is, but there's been relatively little talk about what does a working person do to protect themselves from this.
Right. Right.
In a situation where your career, you know, is hanging in the balance. And I will tell you that for well over a decade, working for a relatively hostile public medical employer, I have managed not to participate in any of the immunization follies. And I can tell you that the way I've done it is to claim a religious exemption, which is sincerely held. I went out and did the research. And I promise you, whether you're an Old Testament or a New Testament or any of the in-between Testament olden Christians or Jews or Muslims, for that matter, you can find in Holy Writ more than adequate reasons that you can articulate if cornered. And they're not supposed to ask you the specifics, but in practice they do. You'll be required to send and deliver to somebody, somewhere. Why? You believe this is bad. And if you can do your studies, and you can actually act consistently throughout your experience. In other words, you don't want to pick and choose and say, this shot's bad, but that one's good. You've got to go to the root of the problem, which is you don't know what they're putting in your body. Therefore, it's an adulterant, and or in the New Testament parlance, you know, the root word for pharmacy basically is the same word as is used for sorcery in most of the New Testament writings. And that's an easy one. Hey, I'm a Christian. I don't participate in sorcery. Sorry. You can defend that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court until they change precedent. So I just wanted to roll that out like a, you know, and let you people know, because, man, it's time to decide what side of the fence you're going to be on.
Absolutely. Well said, George. Well said. Anything else?
Nah, that's it. Thank you so much. God bless you, man.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Our next caller is a healthcare professional, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning. Just some observations on the COVID front here I wanted to mention. You mentioned Dr. Michael Yaden. I have to catch up and see if he has any new stuff out in the past few days. I'm not sure, but
I've noticed, but go ahead now.
Yeah. We've also seen, now we've heard nothing further from Gert van den Bosch, the scientist who had been who'd worked for Moderna and the Gates Foundation, but Yaden is still out there. Certainly Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Madej, Mikovits, these doctors are still putting out new information. One of the things we've seen out in the media recently, over the weekend we heard Biden, he said one of the most patriotic thing you can do is go out and get vaccinated and get the vaccine.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard him make this announcement. Oh yeah, that this is a patriotic thing you can do, which is ridiculous because, you know, the vaccine, as you know, the vaccine does nothing to prevent people from contracting or spreading the virus, and right now, very few people are getting infected with the strain we're familiar with of the COVID virus. But of those who do get infected, more and more of them have been fully vaccinated. So we're seeing these fully vaccinated people getting the COVID virus. One of the best examples of that was the cruise ship the other week that was in a complete, everybody on board the ship from, you know, the passengers and to the crew had been fully vaccinated. And that ship came back in the port with three people freshly infected with the COVID virus.
Right.
So we're seeing that. One thing, and so they're getting, it seems to me they're getting ready, just ramping up to scare us with the Delta or Delta Plus strain in the fall. Supposedly, you know, Biden has supposedly sent Delta teams to various cities. It sounds like they're planning on setting up shop for what I expect will be the Delta strain fear mongering project of the fall. And one thing they mentioned in the news story about this was that the CDC was getting ready to deploy monoclonal antibody therapy for this, and which to me was fascinating, because if you remember back to the early days of the COVID virus, before the vaccine was really released, they were doing some very effective work with monoclonal antibodies, and especially in Israel. And then Israel turned around and signed an exclusive contract with Pfizer for the Pfizer vaccine, and then they didn't hear anything.
Here, Glenn?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way, the only way to really effectively protect your car, your truck, your home from the effects of EMP at my website. Very nice discounts there. Glenn, you still with us?
Yes, John, yeah. I was saying how the government CDC, there was a news story on this, mainstream media story on this, as a matter of fact, that they're talking about deploying these Delta teams to various cities. It sounds like they're prepping for a big Delta strain COVID scare in the fall. One of the things they mentioned was the CDC is talking about deploying monoclonal antibodies. And monoclonal antibody therapy was experimented with early on, especially in Israel, with some good effects. But then once Israel signed their exclusive contract with Pfizer, everything was Pfizer vaccine. And now we see that Israel's sort of like a canary in the coal mine, because we're seeing some of these carditis cases. We're seeing a lot of these carditis cases there, and the carditis has been treatable. They managed to get it under control, but it's interesting how people seem tolerant of of this, like it's no big deal. Oh, did they just get treated? I know of a 19-year-old young man who recently got his second Moderna shot and ended up in the hospital for a day and a half of the weekend in the ER, getting treated with IV fluids and antibiotics and steroids and stuff like that. But it's like they seem to think like this is no big deal. Well, we ain't seen nothing yet, you know.
No, it's just the beginning, Glenn. You're right. This is just the beginning, Glenn.
Yeah, but the monoclonal antibodies, the reason they would be rolling those out is because the vaccine is of no use whatsoever. So they're going to have to shift back over to they may have to revisit ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and the monoclonal antibodies, which are made from monoclonal antibodies are made from the blood plasma of people who've already recovered from the disease. So we could see some of that going on.
But, well, it's pretty scary, isn't it, Glenn?
Yeah, it's just... And there's cumulative effect, like everybody feels like, okay, well, I had an inflammation, I got treated, now that's all over. If you read Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's stuff, this is ongoing, and these, you know, this, all these proteins in the blood building up over time.
Let me help you out here, Glenn, as a non-medical professional. What they did with, we'll use a 19-year-old. What they did with a 19-year-old was make the symptoms go away that were hurting him while the underlying cause remains. Would that be accurate?
Sure, because the spike proteins are still there. They're still being generated, by the messenger RNA is still telling the body to continue making the proteins. And it actually gets kind of mind-boggling. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has now listed more than 20 different chemical dynamics that can be occurring, you know, in the bloodstream as a result of this, and how these things can all crop up from this continual production of these proteins. So, one other thing about pilots are also subjected to a very high risk of cancer. And
that's right, that's a different issue, skin cancer. Yeah, because at altitude they're exposed to more radiation from the sun. You're right. Very true.
People who've had to be treated, you know, they find themselves being treated, especially for skin cancer, all that UV coming in through those windows and through the fuselage and stuff. All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, Glenn. Thank you for the call. All right. Well, Glenn always has some words of wisdom for us, doesn't he? This is Talk Radio. Every day we have people who've never heard John Moore before, never seen my website, don't have a clue what we talk about. They just stumbled upon my show, maybe stumbled upon Republic Broadcasting. So yes, I will continue to repeat myself because we always have new listeners. Sometimes you need to hear it a bunch of times before it takes effect and gets soaked into your brain. That's another reason to repeat. The words of wisdom of Dr. Michael Yaden. Now, although I don't agree with the treatments that allopathic doctors hand out, I have to compliment them for the way they go through their education. It's a real marathon. My wife, Dr. Moore, now she was a chiropractor and she had her undergraduate degree, and then she was at Logan College Chiropractic for three continuous years with no breaks, taking the equivalent of a minimum of 24 plus hours per semester. It was gruesome, and I supported her emotionally, spiritually, and economically all through that, and it changed her life. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can
handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be talking to Tim Spencer today. He's supposed to be en route back to Missouri from his Florida vacation. It turned out to be about 3 weeks longer than it should have been because of some unforeseen circumstances. So we're behind. All the Rumble archives have not been updated for about a month now. We got a lot of new updates for the COVID section to be put in there, but he will work. I know Tim, once he's back, he'll be diligent in getting caught up, just like my friend Tom Berryhill is being diligent in getting caught up with energy cleaners. What a challenge. What a challenge. Ford Motor Company had to cut back, I believe, one-third, somewhere between one-third and one-half production of their F-150 pickups because of lack of computer chips. Tom's had the same issue, not nearly the same scale as Ford, but for our little business of manufacturing energy cleaners, it was troublesome, to say the least. Tom's had connections going back 30 plus years in the industry, that he's tapped into those connections to get the chips he's needed to get energy cleaners to be manufactured. And we'll see. In the meantime, we're taking orders for energy cleaners. I expect to take delivery of energy cleaners one day this week, and mattress pads probably later this week, early next week also, and get all these back orders caught up. In the meantime, if you have issues with arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. Do you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? You also need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it. Mattress pads don't work by themselves, by the way. We've had people who don't quite figure that out. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. We have the handy travel size, and then a twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's in stock, ready for shipment. Okay. So you can place your order at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, and I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Leon typically calls in by now. If he does, we'll bring him on board. Leon is a friend, and he's got a lot going on in his life also. I won't go into any details because it's his private life, but a lot going on. And it's quite an undertaking. I know what he's doing, and it's quite an undertaking, to say the least. And Leon, just hang in there. And maybe he'll be able to join us for the round table at the top of the hour. We typically talk about doTERRA oils for 24 minutes on Tuesday mornings. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with that, just let you know that I use the oils every day myself. My wife, Dr. Moore, used to be in charge of keeping the family inventory squared away, and now it's my job. And the oils have changed my life in a number of very positive ways. I keep the book Modern Essentials close by. I have a couple different editions, the 5th edition and the 12th edition. The 5th edition says things they're not allowed to say anymore because of the Food and Death Administration. And the 12th edition has all the latest oils. So both are very handy to have for reference work. If you want to get started with doTERRA oils, just go to my website. Under products, you'll find the oils. And just go there. And there's not much educational material there. There's some. But what you want to do is buy the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. And then once you got the books, Modern Essentials, that's the title of these two books, Modern Essentials. You've got the reference material, and you've got access to the oils, and you're ready to go. That's pretty much all there is to it. Leon Green would be glad to talk to you, by the way. If you need some special coaching for the oils, and you might want to start a home-based business, give Leon a call. If he doesn't pick up, just leave a message. His phone number is 303-495-2188. I say again, 303-495-2188. And we'll continue with open lines. My friend Sky Huddleston, he may not be with us this week. He's off at a conference regarding the rocket stove. But I'll be meeting a contractor today at our factory. He's going to be giving us a bid on the fire suppression system, getting it completely restored and ready to go again. And we have other contractors doing other work that I'm talking to get bids to get the factory up and running. This business is about to explode. It really is. We're looking at probably several thousand stoves a year once the factory is fully operational. We expect to be at least partly operational by Labor Day. That's pretty optimistic, I know. It's quite optimistic, 8 weeks. But that's the goal anyway. And if it's later, it's later. A lot of work to do. It's a an old brown shoe factory built about 1955, that there's been a lot of deferred maintenance. The copper thieves had a field day in there. Between the deferred maintenance and the copper thieves, it's a challenge to get this place up and running. But I believe we're up to it. I really do believe we're up to it. So right now would be a good time to place a pre-order for a rocket stove. And get your name in the hat. The quicker you get in there, the quicker you get your stove. There's a link at my website there to study up on it. It's an amazing piece of equipment. Amazing piece of equipment. A wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Who ever heard of such a thing? I do run into people that have, but not very many. What's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, with these COVID shots is meant to depopulate the Earth. It looks like the largest part of the depopulation, now we're going to see more as these months move forward, is going to be causing spontaneous abortions in women and making women sterile and making men sterile. That's where the major depopulation is going to take place. In addition to making people disabled and outright killing them. Those things will be taking place also, and already are taking place. Already are. Now, some of the men I respect, such as Dr. Horowitz, Mike Adams, they're actually restricting themselves from being around people who've been vaccinated. I haven't done that yet, but I may have to go there myself. I have responsibilities that I want to live to take care of the responsibilities, people I love that I want to help take care of. And I can't do that if I'm dead because I got the COVID stuff, the spike proteins. No, I think I'll be paying more attention to that and monitor it. And if I need to start distancing myself from people who had the COVID shot, not interacting with them socially, I might just have to do that. It's going to mean cutting myself off from people I'm related to by blood and marriage. But they made their choice. And typically those choices were made out of fear and ignorance. I regret that, but I can't change it. Well, you can't be unvaccinated. That's not possible. And people are searching for ways to survive being vaccinated, getting the COVID shot. Now, there was a lot of attention about a month ago to something called pine needle tea, which apparently has had some effectiveness. I don't know a great deal about it. I know pine trees are pretty prolific. We have pine trees. I can walk out my door of my cabin here and find a pine tree or a cedar tree pretty quick. We have both. But apparently it's the pine needles that are the effective thing, not cedar tree needles. So it's the effect on our society, our culture, our country, our economy, our military, with these COVID shots is devastating, absolutely devastating. And it's meant to be. It's meant to be. This is not something that just happened on its own. Hardly. Hardly. This is happening by design, a carefully contrived, carefully conceived plan to have the COVID-19 be made so scary by the mass media and by various officials that people want the COVID shot. That's the real goal. The COVID-19 was just a vehicle to get there. The genuine fatalities from the COVID-19 were just at or maybe barely above normal flu season. It's hard to say because all the numbers have been totally, completely manipulated during the what should have been the flu season 2020-2021. There was, what I understand, nobody died of the flu. How is that possible? Nobody died of the flu. But we had over 3,000 people die from the COVID-19. You don't know what to trust when it comes to these figures. They've been so thoroughly manipulated and massaged, you don't know what to trust. So here we are. It's July. We've been at this now a year and a half. Right at a year and a half. Dealing with what was first called the coronavirus. Now it's called COVID-19. Now we got the Delta version. That'll be to try to wrap up more fear out of ignorance with the Delta variation is what they're calling it. They'll have some success. There's a local in Steelville, Missouri, a place that sells ice cream. It's an old Dairy Queen that's been rehabilitated and modernized. And the proprietor requires all his employees to wear masks. The proprietor closed off permanently the public dining area that had been there for more than half a century. And he's got a landmark business over the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, selling the various ice cream treats. But what we're seeing also is people refusing to work. They're getting government checks that are in excess of what they got when they were working, so they stopped working. That's happening here locally. I talked to my daughter, Metro Seattle area she lives in. She says, Dad, we can't get, she works at a restaurant, a very nice upscale restaurant. She says, Dad, we just can't find people to work. That's happening all over the country, all over the United States. These government checks are incentives to have people not to go to work. As I've said before, I'm not shocked at how much money it takes to get people not to work. I'm shocked at how little money it takes to get people not to work. That's what I find shocking and disappointing. It doesn't take much. Not really. But if you're just getting by, if you've got three or four kids, these checks, these COVID relief checks, can be pretty good size to a blue-collar worker to get that much money all at one time, as opposed to spread out over weekly paychecks or bi-weekly paychecks. It looks like a lot of money. So they quit work. I know locally here in Crawford County, we've had a lot of problems with manufacturing companies struggling to keep employees or running ads in the local paper, job openings, many job openings. Pretty good paying jobs, yeah. But they can't get people to work. And, of course, with the destruction of the work ethic, it even complicates it even more, doesn't it? The international scene has not gone away. And we still have China making these outrageous threats to their neighbors in the Pacific area, in the Western Pacific, making threats to Taiwan, making threats to the United States. I just got a note from Steve Ben Noon. He looks like he will be with us, but limited time this morning. So we'll look forward to Steve being with us for a while after the top of the hour. Japan is warning us that China is going to come after us. I just read some headlines. I haven't read the details. But the Japanese did the right thing, warning us that we could come under cyber attack by the Chinese. And it looks like we had a caller here. Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good morning, John. As you know, I sent you that email on the graphene oxide that the Chilean people have discovered is in the vaccines. It's not only in the vaccines, it's in the mask, it's in the antigen, the antibody test, it's in the COVID PCR test. And they're talking about doing it intranasally, which is going to make it more potent. This is what's causing the magnetism in the people, the blood clots. I'm still looking into this. I have forwarded it to a lot of different medical people. I'm hoping to hear back from them. Like I mentioned to you when I spoke to you earlier, I did send it to Clifford Tarnicom. He has, you know, some intelligence expertise on this.
All right, I was looking
at the
article.
I have not heard back yet.
I was looking at the article, Elizabeth, and it's a lot of science jargon I'm not familiar with at all. Can you give us, in layman's terms, a brief description of what graphene oxide is, please?
That is difficult for me because I'm not a medical professional either.
Okay. All right.
And unfortunately, a lot of what's out there is in Spanish. I'm not fluent in Spanish, John.
Okay.
I did download the report. I'd like to run it through a translator. As far as I know, it enables people to become a semiconductor. They're going to be able to control people's thoughts, their behavior.
Hold on through the break. We're going to break.
All right.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born, in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th of July. Go ahead, Elizabeth. Now, these scientists were in Chile, I believe, weren't they, that discovered this?
I believe that's so. Okay, I looked up graphene oxide. It's a chemical compound of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen. And it's incorporated in hydrogels for biomedical applications. It also has electrical conductivity and drug loading delivery. This is how they're infecting the cells with this. And the thing, I found another paper where it talks about the graphene oxide. And it talks about creating these coronas in it, of all things, doing stuff to the cells.
We need to get this information to Dr. Horowitz, don't we? I think Dr. Horowitz needs
to. I have forwarded some of this to him. He's very involved in his court cases right now. I'm hoping that he will look at this because I'm sure he could much better explain it. But this is what's causing the magnetism in people. It has been proven that yes, this is indeed happening. And the whole thing of it is, this is why they have to give repeated doses. Because they have to, I guess the body has a certain ability to get rid of a certain amount of it. This is why they want the repeated vaccinations. People have got to avoid this like the plague. That's all I can say. And I encourage everybody, go look into this. Go research this.
Well, I agree absolutely, Elizabeth. It's you know, every week I think we know how scary it is, and only to find out a week later it's even scarier.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it just gets more and more. It absolutely shows their agenda of the genocide that's now going on.
It does. It does.
And the thing that's so bad is, like, how do you stop these people? Fauci's out there telling everybody, wear their mask again. We're 2-3 of them.
Yeah, right. Well,
why is this man not locked up? Jim Jordan has been questioning him.
Well, who's gonna lock him up? You know, he's I'm not sure what authority that would be. Maybe some state government could do that. I don't know. We need to take care of
himself. He's been caught in numerous lies, John, at these hearings.
Right. Right. Well, like I say, who's going to lock him up? We just need to take care of ourselves, do what we can, take care of ourselves, Elizabeth. That's what we can do.
I agree, John.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. John?
You want to hold over?
I just wanted to say that it was thanks to Dave from New York. He's the one that supplied me with this information, but I've been doing the follow-up on it. I don't want to take full credit for this. Dave was instrumental in finding this information, and I thank him tremendously.
That's great. Dave, you're listening. Thank you, sir. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be
because you can handle the truth.